you know, that was their level of confidence in him. So once you decide someone's not part of your team, then it's really just, you know, get what you get for him.
Ian Rappaport is my guest on Chad Dukes First Report NFL Network. Of course, they'll provide exclusive.
I'm sorry. I need to take this phone call. I apologize.
That is the last time we have that son of a bitch on this show. I swear to God. What a piece of garbage that guy is. That's twice he's done that. That's twice. And he sucked. He had absolutely no. God, I hate that guy. Here's the context. I'm not just trashing this guy for no reason. That guy agreed to do an interview earlier today and came in early, whatever. I don't care. He's a big name. That's fine. And he was that energy level, and he was that disengaged. And also, by the way, I don't know if you listen, that kind of condescending. And he, in the middle of the interview, I've been doing radio interviews for 15 years now. In the middle of the interview said, I've got to put the phone down. Put the phone down for 4 minutes. Never picked it back up. Just a complete and total disrespectful douche. And then to do that in the middle of a live interview after you've already screwed me once, go F yourself, dude. You get stuff wrong all the time, and everybody knows it. Why are you guys looking so nervous? You should want to mother F him more than I do. Of what?
The interview.
Oh, the taped interview?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from what, 1:30 today?
Yeah, it was about that, 1:40.
He was late. What a piece of trash that guy is. Please tweet Ian Rappaport and say, Chad Dukes thinks you're a douche. And he's going to start every show for the rest of the year saying Ian Rappaport is a douche. Because I am. Had guys bigger than you on, were able to keep a schedule. And by the way, if you can't commit to an interview, don't do it, stupid. Twice you boned me today. Twice. What a loser. Do you know how many guys there are that report on the NFL now? There's a billion. Here's the audio from the interview earlier today, which, by the way, he was late. Then we had to reschedule because this happened.
It's tough to judge what he would be with. Hold on 1 second.
Keep waiting for something else.
For a second.
Keep waiting for something else because nothing else happens. How long were you sitting there, Landfill, when you could have been doing something for the show?
Like 3.5-4 minutes.
And then what happened? He came back, right, and apologized?
No, there was just silence. Phone went dead.
Here's the radio that we're having here. Oh, and by the way, the scary news that he had the break was like a safety got released by the Carolina Panthers. Brother, if you can't do the interview, don't do the interview. You think you would pull this crap if I was nationally syndicated? So what? Because it's one market, you feel like you can get away with it? Your work ethic stinks. Your professionalism stinks. I question it. I'm sure it's actually a good thing for you that I'll never book you on this radio show ever again. But Jesus Christ, have a little respect for what you're plugging. You're supposed to be getting the word out about the combine being on the NFL Network. How about some respect for yourself? If you're going to go on the radio, it's a big deal. You gave a pitiful interview. You had no energy. Your facts weren't very good. And you were condescending. Christ. Unbelievable. You know, I do 100 radio interviews a year with other shows. I prepare for all of them. I'm high energy for all of them. And you know what? If I can't do it, I tell them I can't do it. I realize I'm not as in high a demand as Ian Rappaport, but professionalism is professionalism. What a trashy dude. At Rap Sheet, tell him I think he stinks. I think you stink, Ian Rappaport. What?
When he put the phone down in that interview we were trying to pre-record, that was actually the second time he screwed us just in that interview. You got him on the phone and you started talking to him. Hey, Ian, how's it going? He was super low energy. Then you put him on and you did the intro to the segment. And then you said, my guest, Ian Rappaport, is joining me. And there was just silence for 45 seconds.
For 45 seconds because he was just doing something else.
Yeah.
Dude, you're not that famous. You don't get to act that way. If that was Jack Nicholson on the phone, I let him slide with that. You're Ian Rappaport. You're a nerd in a suit. You've got a decent Rolodex. You could never do what I do. Never. In a million years. You got more Twitter followers. I'll give you that. You're on the NFL Network. I'll give you that. Problem is, I've had too many other guys from the NFL Network on that are completely professional, that do a great job. All right. Unfollow that guy. Follow Adam Schefter twice. He won't even come on my show because it's ESPN. He can't come on the station. I don't care. What an a-hole. And what do I do now? He just kicked me in the balls in the 5 o'clock hour. I don't know how many of you know this, but the 5 o'clock hour, money hour for the PM drive. I just got kicked in the nards. By a zip zero, stingy with De Niro. I need you in my life, Ian Rappaport. Trust me, I don't. I can talk about spam paste for an hour. Doing this a long time, man. Long time. I have done 10 billion interviews. I can't even tell you how many interviews I've done. That's never happened. And it's Ian Rappaport! If it was Kevin Hart, I'd be like, all right, Kevin Hart's the most famous. If it was The Rock can do that. I guarantee he wouldn't. You suck, dude. And you're going to hear this because someone's going to send you the podcast, and I'm guessing you're going to be mad at me. Take a look in the mirror and realize maybe if you worked on that professionalism, you could be on Lockenfora's level or Schefter's level or Peter King's level or Jay Glazer's level. You worked a little bit harder on being more professional. But quite frankly, I don't have time to find out. Good luck. Good luck with your life. And good luck knowing that Daniel Jeremiah knows more about football in his foreskin than you know about in your whole body. Tell your story, walking, Junior. This locomotive's leaving the station.
The Sports Junkies.
Coming up Tuesday morning on the Junkies, we'll be joined by Jay Beagle from the Washington Capitals at 8:40, hopefully talking about a win over the Columbus Blue Jackets, and we'll talk college hoops with Ken Pomeroy at 9:20. Ken Pom.
The Sports Junkies. Weekday mornings from 5 to 10. On Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan. It's Chad Dukes.
Here we go.
Versus the world.
The end of the world.
No running back. It's tough to judge what he would be with. Hold on one second. Let me put the phone down for a second.
This piece of trash is now on Twitter saying fake news. You got any other teenage girl jargon you want to drop, you douchebag? How's your fidget spinner, Ian Rappaport, you loser? Why don't you report on Kirk Cousins getting traded to the Cleveland Browns some more? I just went in the other room because everybody here has already hated your guts because you get everything wrong. And the guy that does all the writing for our website, he pulled up 1,000 stories of you being wrong, you loser. Call the hotline. I'll debate you on the air. Tell this piece of garbage to call the hotline. It's at Rap Sheet. He's clearly got the hotline because he's hung up on it twice today. And I'll explain to him why it's not fake news. Then I'll explain to him how to do his job. And then I'll explain to him that if he had to do anything other than relay information from important people, he wouldn't have a job. If he had to be entertaining and provocative and have a skill, he wouldn't be able to do that. What he does is get text messages from people that we'd like to hear from and then conveys that information. Congratulations, douchebag. You're a switchboard operator. I don't care if you've got 200,000 followers. Professionalism is professionalism. By the way, what you just heard coming back from break, that was the first time today. If it was just the first time, I could even let it slide, even though he was low energy, uninformative, and he probably shouldn't have taken the interview if he was going to be that busy. I can roll with the punches. I understand. There's just S that happens in this world. But first of all, that had never happened to me in my entire radio career. Then we rebook it at 5 o'clock, my biggest hour. He doesn't know that, but I do. And in the middle of the interview, this is what happens.
And it's really just, you know, get what I get for him.
Ian Rappaport is my guest on Chad Dukes First World NFL Network, of course. They'll provide exclusive.
I'm sorry. I need to take this phone call. I apologize.
That is the last time we have that son of a bitch on this show. I swear to God. What a piece of garbage that guy is. That's twice he's done that. Now he's tweeting me. I apologize for that. An important source called on a story I just reported about. Could not answer it. I'm sorry we won't connect in the future. What was the source that you had? Was it that Jerry Jones is going to the spa tomorrow? What was your crazy source that you were going to report on? You just make it up half the time anyway, allegedly. See, I'm good at this, stupid. You're not. You won't call that hotline because I'll shred your ass. I'll make you look stupid. And then it'll be up on awful announcing. Because you're awful at announcing. What a dill hole. Trying to pretend. You don't remember doing it 4 hours ago? Clown shoe? Brother, here's the problem. You think you're dealing with a one market zilch. I got podcasts and I got nothing but time. And I'm vindictive. I'll spend a whole hour this week. Do me a favor. Google Big Owen Dukes, because you're going to get talked about for an hour, and that's a whole different audience than this one. Also, I'm going to start every show that I do for the next calendar year talking about what a loser you are until you call this radio show and we can have it out. And you better apologize. You got to understand something, dude. My ratings aren't even as good as the midday shows or the morning shows, but the people that like me really like me. And they like it when I beat up on idiots like you. And that's what I'm going to continue to do on this, my outlet. By the way, my program director said I handled it perfectly. So don't think I'm going to get any type of feedback put over my mouth. Although I would like a feed. I'm starving. Brock, do we have any feed bags in there?
I just checked. We're out.
Damn. Let's go to Joe, D.C. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Chad, I just want to say that in all my years of listening to radio, I think that was the biggest douchebag move I've ever seen. And Rappaport, that's just so unprofessional that, like, if he were to get fired tomorrow, I would say he deserved it. Like, that's, but here's the thing. I'm not calling because I think you stated it perfectly how unprofessional that was. I'm just calling to say that you shouldn't even have to worry about that because your show is so much more classy. It's like I actually enjoy listening to your show because it's about sports, it's about life, and you're just so much more eloquent and more entertaining. On your little like pinky toe, you have more entertainment and like just professionalism than he does. I'm shocked that you are not national and growing more than you are now. But I think you will. So I wouldn't even worry about it. Your trajectory is going up. And that dude is just, I mean, I am shocked. Like, I wish I could fire him. So I wouldn't even worry about it. Dude.
I mean, thank you, Joe, for the kind words. It's very sweet. I don't want anybody fired. I don't need anybody fired from anything. I can fight with somebody without wishing them to be fired. I don't wish for people that work in this industry to be fired because we get fired a lot. And yeah, I don't want that karma coming back to bite me in the ass. But dude, don't get on Twitter and pretend like it's all Tiger Woods. Don't Hakuna Matata this garbage up on Twitter like you didn't do what you did. Here's what's going to happen. Is Blue Shorts is going to write this up. And the audio is going to be there. And this is big enough because I'll give you credit. Your name is big enough that it's going to go everywhere by tomorrow. Like, you're going to see it. And I'm sure I'm going to get trashed for not handling this like an adult would. But that's not the way I handle this. I'm not a sports talk radio guy. You screwed with somebody that's from a form of radio that's old, that's obsolete now, that people don't want because we're too emotional. If you listen to the radio that I was called, that I fired, that I called myself on, that I cut my teeth on, you probably would clutch your pearls and go running home to your mama. So I handle it because I listen to that type of radio. That's the type of radio I want to do. I do this to pay the bills. See, Ian, I'm that good at this. This isn't even what I want to do. I'm not even particularly good at it. I'm just so good at radio, I can fake it real good. So when something like this happens, I'll cut you a new a-hole for 3 months. That's what happens. You screwed with the wrong one is the problem. If you did this to Scott Jackson, it goes away tomorrow. But it'll never go away with me because I'm vindictive. So what I need you to do is, at some point, you're going to have to call that hotline. And you're going to have to apologize because I didn't do anything wrong. There's two of us involved in this situation. Well, three of us, four of us, five of us, because you screwed my producers too. And now there's hundreds of thousands because you screwed my listeners out of good radio. And maybe you think this is good radio, but I'm sure a lot of them don't. So you're going to apologize to them too, or it keeps going. Or I talk about it on all of my outlets. I talk about it when there's 400 people lined up to buy a podcast that I put on vinyl. Because that's what I do. You know what you do? You tweet that Kirk Cousins is going to the Dallas Cowboys. That's what you do. Let's go to Chris, Fredericksburg. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was the most obnoxious and rude act I've ever heard on the radio. But the way you handled it was top tier, number one, man. That was great. And you definitely kicked it to his nads. Go Dukes.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Some guy's saying I'm the one that's acting unprofessional now. Well, yeah. Now that it's done, yeah. Absolutely. But if you break into my home, after that has taken place, there's a different set of circumstances. That guy boned me twice. And I'm just not the type of guy that's going to say, well, that's unfortunate. We'll try to get him on next week. I don't care. I don't care about anything. I like having guys on that I enjoy. I like having John McClain on. By the way, I would have John McClain on. I would have John McClain if he was in a coma on before I would have Ian Rappaport. I guarantee John McClain would be more entertaining. Don't take interviews, dude, if you don't want to do them. That's all it is. It's easy. Let's go to Josh, Southeast. What's up, Josh?
Get him. Could you imagine if we still had LeVar and...
800-636-1067. Please never call again, Josh. Let's go to Chris in Vienna. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Dukes. Thanks for taking my call, man. Yeah. By the way, nice job on the Junkies. Refreshing change of pace from the normal golf shtick. Back when you filled in, and I guess it was December. I just wanted to say, you know what? I apologize. I have to take this. I'm sorry.
See, I would have given you a shirt for that, dude. That is hilarious. Well played. Oh, that's a lot of fun. All right. Well, Brock, who does the sheet? Brock or Jared? Who does the sheet? You? Right at the top, right above Call the Adeed Carpet Cleaning Listener Line, right above the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, right above the FanDC.com. By the way, Blue Shorts, I have no problems navigating that website. Right above WatchChadDukes.com, right above website CDVTW.com. I need you to put Ian Rappaport is a douche, because until he calls and until he makes this right, he's going to be a douche. At Rap Sheet.
You want to talk to him?
Is he on the line?
I might be able to get him for you.
No. You're not calling anybody. He's calling here. He's coming to me.
Okay.
He's going to have to, or else this is going to fester. It festers when you do me wrong.
Okay.
All right, Jared. Jesus. Don't make me give out your Twitter. Can the people that are in the dark please be informed on what occurred? Yes. I can inform you what occurred. JR booked Ian Rappaport on the show, a guy that I had no problems with whatsoever. Never particularly cared for his on-air demeanor, but whatever. He's got good information. In the middle of the, first of all, he was late. calling in for the first interview, which we were scheduled to tape at 1:30. He was late. Fine, whatever. He had zero energy. Information wasn't all that great. That's fine, too. In the middle of the interview, he says, hold on a second. I got to put the phone down. 4 minutes goes by. Then he hangs up. Screws me over. So what do we do? By the way, that's never happened. In the history of my radio career, I've never had that happen. JR reaches out when he should have been blowing up the line for us. Says, hey, can we reschedule? Reschedules for 5. Does the same thing. Does the same thing. In the middle of a live interview, I'm sorry, I got to go. Brother, you're not a surgeon. You're not a fireman. You're not a cop. You're a nerd in a suit that reads text messages for a living. And I wouldn't fault you for it, except your professionalism leaves me wanting. So that is the update for everybody. I just got a tweet from somebody in the business. It'll go nameless. Rap Sheet is a hoe. Well, that's not my opinion, but that's somebody that works in this industry. Yeah, you got a reputation, bud. Like, you have a reputation, Ian, in this industry that I would want to improve on if I were you. But that's up to you. And you have the hotline number. And I would Google Big O and Dukes, too. And I would Google the Rodcast. And I would Google everything else I got, because I got a bit. I've done all right for myself. All right. Let's move on. We'll move on. Oh, I can tell you about this. Give it away 12 chances a day to win $1,000 in the 12K a day cash flash contest, baby. That's right. Your next chance to win coming up pretty soon. Top of the hour is when we're doing it during the flash. Message and data rates may apply, but I love giving out money on this radio station. Very good. All right. We will all calm down. I will have a non-caffeinated beverage during the commercial and do some scintillating radio. Ooh, by the way, Ronda Rousey debuted in the WWE, and Brock Lesnar may be headed back to the UFC. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. Brian Campbell from CBS Sports will join us to break all of that down, and Conor McGregor's return. That'll be at 6. Don't miss that.
It's Chad Dukes.
Here we go.
Versus the world.
It's the end of the world.
Oh, people are tagging PFT commentator and Barstool Big Cat. Oh. Also, people are trying to point this out clearly. In my Twitter bio, it says, I am not offended. Well, yeah, I'm offended by the fact that this douchebag ruined my radio show. Yes, I will give you that. I'm not offended by jokes. That's for something else. I'm not offended the way the rest of you are when somebody makes a joke about fill in the blank. That's what that's referring to. But I don't think the people that are now responding to me negatively are necessarily listeners of this radio show. Although I've had multiple people say that I live in my mother's basement. I assure you that's not the case. It was for longer than I probably should have, but I was also homeless for a time as well. I lived in my car, so. Oh, yes, landfill, yes. Trying to get into radio is not the easiest thing. So we'll see. I think it's going to grow a little bit of hair maybe over the next 24 hours, and we'll see how we come out on the other side. All right, 800-636-1067 is the phone number. What is this? I don't know. I have no idea. Getting a lot of weird stuff now. See, I'll give Rappaport this. He's at a different level than I am, so the people that follow him seem to be a little bit weirder because I'm one market zilch. So I'll give him credit for that. This is taking it into a much larger realm. I'm going to move on, though. We can circle back tomorrow at the top of the show when I give you out the information that I promised to give you.